May I have the name of your cousin again?
Dan. D-A-N. And he lives at... But it's Neil. But he's well known in the Delta. He's semi-retired. His sons have come in to farm with him. But he's an interesting person, and his father lived all of his life in the Delta, and Dan has lived all of his life.
Oh, that's fine. I certainly...
And he knows a lot of interesting people over there.
I certainly would like to.
And he might put you into a variety of people that you wouldn't find otherwise.
I did meet Mr. Don in Cleveland, mm-hmm. who runs plantations.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's been there. This is the kind of difficulty one gets into. He has lived there for some 60 years, but he was born in Louisiana. See, so
and you have a different early vocabulary.
Right. He didn't quite get there until he was out of the Army, mm-hmm. in the late teens. So I would like to talk to someone who really had his childhood, his entire life
that's
there.
Right, well, he does.
And I met...
And I don't mind your telling that I suggested
him. Well, I'll appreciate that very much. I did some work near Cleveland in Rosedale. Do you know that? It's a town all the way over at Mr. Charlie there, but he came from Hattiesburg. He's lived all his life there, but Hattiesburg. So.
Well, I guarantee that Dan was born in Greenville. Mm-hmm. He's lived in Tribbett, except when he was at college. So he's a native.
Well, that's fine.
When is this going to be published so we can go and read it?
Probably,
how far do you have to go?
Well, the target is 1980. We hope to make it. And really that depends a lot on whether... So.
And this, you say, is the Gulf States?
Right.
You're going to be late for you.
I am going. I enjoyed it.
Well, where are you from? Back. Ohio, Indiana?
I grew up in Ohio, yes.
Now, I'm pretty good. I recognize Ohio.
Well, I'm pleased that I still have
I kept listening for indications of where you were from, and I have friends from Ohio, so I thought it was either Ohio or Indiana.
Well, I'm delighted to know
that it's still there, it's still there. Huh?
Well, it's certainly not Chicagoese.
I've been such a gypsy that I taught in New York for City College there for a long time, then City College in Chicago. So in fact, one of my students in New York, I'll never forget, asked me, "Did you graduate City?" That means, did you graduate from City College? And I said, "No, I had my undergraduate work at Ohio State." Geez, I thought she had an accent.
Susan's husband is born in New Orleans, and what we can't understand is why New Orleans and Brooklyn sound alike.
That's fascinating, isn't it?
Now, would you please tell me about that?
Well, there are sounds. Not long ago, I was at my brother's in New Orleans, and he went to a place to buy some azaleas, I think. No, camellias. And the man said, "Now this is called," he liked one, mm-hmm. "this is called Twapel Dorn."
There you are, Brooklyn.
I had to think about that for a while. Of course, it was Purple Dawn.
Well, Susan teases her husband constantly about his Brooklynese from New Orleans.
Oh. Much. I enjoyed the conversation.
See you, Susan. Why don't y'all come have lunch?